has been spiced with romance. Too many bedrooms, I slept in by chance, drowning out my sorrow, longing for tomorrow, caught up in the big city. Sky. Don't wanna smile, and I'm too sad to cry. Clouds hanging above me, no one there to love me. Guess it's just the big city blues. Someday I'll find me the dream that I'm after.
I received a very credible threat that the White House basically does not like what I've been writing. I don't know what in particular they don't like, but I have my suspicions. It may have something to do with Obama and his family's past, which I've written about extensively with the CIA, or it may have something to do with President Obama's private life and his past in the city of Chicago, and even currently here in Washington. Whatever the case may be, WayneMatsonReport.com is undergoing a transition because it's, I believe it's high time to do what many others have done and look for a safer place to run the website from overseas. And that's when I say that means that I'm in transition. It means I'm in transition. So these radio broadcasts may become fewer and far between as I transition to safer climes, a safer position overseas. I'm not going to get in, obviously, into the details of where I may be going because, of course, the people who've made the threats listen to this program. It's archived. They read the website. They know what I've been writing about. So, in due time, we'll get back on track, but for the next several months, it's going to be very transitory in nature, and I'm sure this is why Glenn Greenwald is writing from Brazil and why Max Kaiser broadcasts from Paris and other locations. They left the United States some time ago and obviously had good reasons to do so, and I feel I have good reasons to do so also. And so the transition is ongoing right now, and but I think this goes to show how far we have fallen in the United States to the kind of status we've seen in many other third world dictatorships, and we've seen it here, and it's happening here, and I don't see much in the way of any hope for the United States. And and be that as it may, of course, I'll continue with the website as much as I can until such time comes when I need to make the final journey. We will be right back with your calls and our guests right after this short break. This is Wayne Matz from Washington.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry. Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Hey, welcome back. This is Wayne Nutt to report the Sunday Roundup, and we're coming to you live tonight from Washington, D.C. And as
stories in the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. There's armies in the cities, and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Paid announcer.
Okay, we are back. This is Wayne Mattson. We're back with you after technical difficulties. Obviously, the NSA has figured out a way to mess with Skype. Let's see how far this will go, putting ourselves at the mercy of AT&T. They're both, of course, in bed with the boys up at Fort Meade. And, you know, this is the reason I'm getting the hell out of this country, for this kind of crap that I constantly have to be put through in this country. This is no longer a democracy. But anyway, we're joined. I think we have our guests with us. We were going to try to do this round table, a McLaughlin type panel over the radio, sort of like what we talk about frequently, the subjects at the National Press Club. Do we have our guests with us? Okay, well, let me introduce them as we're getting our guests on. I'm joined tonight by Andrew Craig. He's the head of the Justice Integrity Project, and he's done some pioneering work in just pointing out the problems with Justice Department prosecutions, corrupt judges in the United States, and the epidemic of political prosecutions we've seen time in and time out, from former Governor Don Siegelman in Alabama to other state officials. And local officials around the country, and also John Edward Hurley, who's the head of the McClendon Group, which meets Wednesday nights at the National Press Club, and it's named after, of course, Sarah McClendon, who was the longtime White House correspondent, who was senior even to Helen Thomas. Of course, they both ran afoul of the powers that be at the White House and had their press passes ultimately yanked. But John Edward Hurley and Andrew Craig are longtime observers of things in Washington, events in Washington, and we'll talk about some of the things that's going on. But before I bring them on, I want to play this clip. This was aired by Cenk Uygur, who's on MSNBC. This was on his program. He interviewed a fellow named Mark Feldstein. He's a professor at George Washington University, who was talking about somebody I've tried to pattern my investigative journalism after in Washington, and that's the late Jack Anderson. Jack Anderson ran afoul of the Nixon administration, and Nixon's cronies, G. Gordon Liddy, Charles Colson, and E. Howard Hunt, discussed ways to kill Jack Anderson. Yes, you heard it, kill. Now, I want to play this clip. You will hear Cenk Uygur laugh when Feldstein says, yes, Nixon's cronies were trying to kill Anderson. I mean, this is typical. Uygur and this idiot Piers Morgan, when he had Jesse Ventura on, they think this is funny. They think this doesn't exist. So when I write that I received a credible threat, you know, people might scoff at it, just like they scoffed at Jack Anderson. And you can hear Cenk Uygur, who probably was 4 years old when Jack Anderson was writing his last columns for the Washington Post and others. I want to play this clip. Listen to this clip and listen to what they had planned for Jack Anderson, both in a way to kill him and also kill his character. They also looked at character assassination.
Ever heard of, but he was what Bob Woodward and Cy Hirsch and I don't know who else mixed together all were in there in his day, the most famous and feared investigative reporter of his time, 1950s to 1970s, and he drove the Nixon administration crazy up to and including a plot to murder him.
Yeah, okay, that's crazy. Really? That's my question to you. Really?
Really, really. It didn't come in a vacuum. They had 25 years of going after each other. Anderson exposed almost every scandal Nixon was associated with long before he came to the White House. And then the White House tried a whole bunch of other ways to stop him that failed, ultimately leading to this assassination plot. I can tell you what they are if you want.
Yeah, I definitely do want. But first, let's do the assassination plot. What was, like, how were they planning to kill him? Like, drop him out of an airplane, or what was the idea?
Well, Gordon Liddy, your fellow talk show host, back when he was committing the kinds of felonies for which he went to prison, and Howard Hunt, another famous name from the past, met at a block from the White House at the Hay Adams Hotel with a CIA poison expert, and they discussed various ways of administering a poison to this investigative reporter that wouldn't show up in an autopsy. Then, after that was done, Liddy and Hunt surveilled Anderson, tailed him from his work in downtown Washington to his home, checking the route he drove to see what the best way to crash their car into him, flip so it would flip over and burn and he would die in what appeared to be an accident. And then they staked out his house, looking for vulnerabilities, as Hunt put it, where they could break in and kill him in his home.
These people are psychos, man. I mean, G. Gordon Liddy talks as if he's some sort of patriot, as if he's some sort of American hero. I mean, what a thug and a lowlife that guy is.
Well, he still defends his plot to kill Anderson. He still thinks it was the right thing to do. What can I say? And these are the guys, you know, George W. Bush and the current Republican Party didn't come out of nowhere. This is their direct descendant. Fox News was Richard Nixon's idea. He didn't call it Fox News.
There you heard it. There you heard what they were. Anderson.
You're listening
and
to the Republic.
And we will be back with our guests right after this short
because
break.
Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back. This is Wayne Matson with the Wayne Matson Report, the Sunday Roundup, coming to you by telephone, not Skype this evening, because apparently we're having all kinds of technical problems. And but I'm joined tonight. You heard the clip with Cenk Uygur interviewing Mark Feldstein about what they had planned for Jack Anderson back in the Nixon administration, and Cenk Uygur thought he said that's unbelievable. That's crazy. But you know, Cenk Uygur wouldn't know his own history if it bit him on the rear end, and such is the way with journalists in this town. But I'm joined tonight by two preeminent folks who have been in journalism for a number of years. Andrew Craig, who is the head of the Justice Integrity Project, formerly a reporter with the Hartford Courant, the oldest newspaper in North America, and John Edward Hurley, the head of the McClendon Group, that meets at the National Press Club every week with noted speakers. Gentlemen, are you with us? Even though we're having technical problems, can you hear me?
I certainly count can. Count me in on it. I can hear you okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. And let me just, as a way of introduction, mention that Andrew Craig has been doing a lot of work with the Justice Integrity Project on some of the more seamier side of the way the Justice Department and the courts work. And, of course, John Edward Hurley also has some experience with the way the courts operate in this town. But, Andrew, why don't you give us a thumbnail sketch of some of the things that you've discovered. You're also a lawyer, and you've seen this from both sides, as a journalist and a lawyer, but just how this town operates, because I don't think people outside the Beltway really have, in some cases, an appreciation for the malfeasance and chicanery that goes on here.
Well, it's very hard to know because, Wayne, because there's vast organizational efforts to give people a hint of the news and make people think that they're getting the whole meal when it's really just the flotsam on top of the wave. And our project is to look at some complex, mostly federal prosecutions of very complicated cases with a lot of implications for the public, and use the background of three or four decades of law and journalism to really see what's going on, because the prosecution has tremendous tools of announcing indictments, leaking information, and basically bludgeoning 95% of people into guilty pleas. And the fact is that most of the people have done something wrong, just like most people in the public. If you look hard enough, there's something that people did wrong. But the system is fundamentally out of whack. And here's, I'll just end on what we're doing at this Justice Integrity Project is saying, well, what are the implications for the public? And even if you don't care about crime and certainly accused political leaders, there's a tremendous possibility to affect the entire agenda of the environment, war and peace, elections, the budget crisis, health care, education, everything, if you're able to unfairly target people from one side or another, because
right.
These are the people that implement these policies.
And why don't you give the listeners the website so they can go visit it and see what some of these cases that you've been working on are all about?
Well, it's justice-integrity.org, and we had a very busy week last week with a number of stories about Alabama, New Jersey, and elsewhere, and we're a nonpartisan group, and we've looked at people like Don Siegelman in Alabama, Bernard Carrick, the former police commissioner in New York, and found very, very serious problems with their prosecution.
Okay, well, why don't we open this up into a forum? As I mentioned to listeners, we can do something like what they do with the McLaughlin Group. We've had this budget agreement. We almost had a shutdown, but it looks like President Obama has really conceded a lot that's going to affect people who could, I guess, be described as the people who were his base. They're going to lose a lot of government programs. They're going to lose a lot of government funding. And these, of course, are the people at the lower end of the economic spectrum. And John, you were mentioning earlier this week that you thought that there was like a lot of posturing, but they would come to an agreement in the end. And apparently they did that late Friday night. But you've seen this happen in Washington before with Gingrich and Clinton and how the Congress and the White House do this sort of dance but it's almost a done deal, isn't it, behind the scenes?
Oh yes, I mean, you know, people that have been I've been around here since I was born in Georgetown, so plus my family's been around for generations in Washington, so we're pretty used to all different variations on smoke and mirrors. And this latest one, of course, then they're doing a lot of detail work next week on it, you see, and then of course they'll move a lot of these things aren't resolved anyway. I mean, they're resolved to the, they've sort of set the parameters, shall we say, along the lines that you stated, and that is that, you know, they don't really have much concern for people in any part of the spectrum, as far as forking over more sacrifice, and other than the middle and lower end of the spectrum are the ones that need more sacrifice, to according to the way these people are working it out, and that they've changed the plane of discussion to that. And then they will discuss it further next week before they vote on it at the end of next week. Then they'll come up with the whole new budget for the next year. But they've set the parameters of discussion now.
Right. And of course, this is a continuing resolution. extension they've agreed to, and they're going to try to hammer out the final budget, I guess, in the next week or so. But we're probably going to see a lot of these programs that the Republicans want cut. They're going to try to make a run for those. You know, it's just now, Andy, you and I were in a conversation last year with an individual. We won't mention who he was, but somebody who was pretty well connected to the Obama White House predicted that this would be a – he predicted what was going to happen at the states, with the states going basically bankrupt and cutting programs. We've seen what's happening in Wisconsin and Ohio and in Florida and some other states with these governors just – slashing and burning these programs. But it was very prescient what that individual had to say, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and I think without unduly identifying the person, we can say it was a long time high up Democratic former official and operative who was extremely disappointed with Obama and just felt that there was going to be one sellout after another. He wasn't, I don't believe, a particularly radical person. He was just someone who, on the basis of what he'd seen, pulled out his crystal ball for us and said, this guy's going to sell out his base. There's a couple of very quick points I'd like to make about this hokum that we saw. You know, if people were serious about balancing the budget, there's a couple of points that are almost entirely unaddressed. One is, what about the income side, the government's income side? So Obama took it off the table, basically raising taxes on anybody, even rich people, even though we used to have, during times of great prosperity, when the wealth of this country was built up, we had 70% and 90% marginal tax rates, and there's no talk about that. In fact, Obama just caved in on that last fall, or more closer to the winter. A second thing is, there's people are taking all of the wars and all of that huge national security part completely off the table. And again, right, a serious look at balancing the budget would include that. And the last two points is Keynesian economics. They make it sound like Darwinism, some controversial theory, but Roosevelt went through this trying to balance the budget in 1937, and it restarted the Depression. Because if you start firing hundreds of thousands of people at the state and local level, you're going to have a big problem. I mean, there aren't that many reputable economists, I suppose you can find some, who think that firing massive amounts of people helps balance the budget. I mean, we went through that. And finally, I don't quite get it. I am a lawyer, but I don't quite get how you can say we have to shut down the government at midnight Friday, and then because a couple of leaders announce a deal that hasn't been voted on, you say, oh, we don't have to shut it down.
Right.
I
mean, I may be missing something on the last point. I feel pretty confident about the first three, but what am I missing? Where did Congress vote on this so that we don't have a shutdown?
Absolutely. And, John, you and I often drive by the Federal Reserve Bank, and I noted that they would not have been affected by the shutdown because they get their funding, of course, from other sources. Primarily the banks, and I think this goes to show that, you know, so many of these decisions, as Andy said, they're made not even by members of Congress. They're select members of Congress, and then the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, and we're not party to any of these discussions. I see it's worse now than I even think it has been in the past. And John, you've been around here a long time, and wouldn't you say that it's more is done in secret now than we've ever seen?
Oh, definitely. If you notice the bad theater about one side marching out and everybody, the bank of microphones, and then the other side marching out, then they're sending out a notice to the, this is where we're having a press conference here, and then they check with the other side's having a scheduled press conference within 45 minutes, be there for that hoodoo, it's getting to be bad theater,
Well, you almost think that they should bring in the referees from the World Wrestling Federation to,
right.
I mean, it's scripted right. drama.
And then we have this odd situation with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, breaking out into tears almost over anything. I mean, I have a feeling this guy probably starts crying at the end of an episode of Lassie. The guy, he seems to be sort of unbalanced. I guess the sad thing is he's second in line to the presidency, which should make us all rather fearful. We've got him, and we can, we've got a lot of, but, I've said this many times to both of you, in the past we had characters, I almost could call them statesmen in Congress. They were, of course, they were characters, but they actually were able to get a lot of these things done without all the melodramatic interludes as we see today with what seems to be these members now are almost neophytes compared to people we've seen in the past, like, John McClellan and Sam Rayburn. And although they weren't maybe the best people in the world, they managed to get things done one way or another. And maybe it's like they always said, if you like sausage, don't see how it's made. And the same thing with politics here. But now we're seeing just these sort of like I would call them almost amateurish compared to people we've had in the past who used to make this government operate.
Well, you had people like Speaker McCormick, and they weren't always playing to the media on what they were doing either.
Right.
Let me address the question of tears and say that for those of us with long memories, Edmund Muskie, who was a pretty serious candidate for president, was basically driven from the race, I think it was in 72, when during a snowstorm there was an attack on his wife, a kind of vicious verbal attack by the a newspaper editor, a publisher up there, William Loeb, and he was accused of having tears in his eyes. And
right.
It was considered such an incredible blow to his leadership potential that he quickly left the race. There was great hue and cry that he had tears.
Absolutely.
And it was only later that, some people looked back and said, well, maybe it was just the snow melting on his cheek, but it was a huge deal. It was made into something special. And here, it doesn't matter. So it's kind of an uneven playing field where some people do something and it's a national disgrace and somebody else does exactly the same thing, and who cares except here on the show where you have no holds barred.
Right, and we had Tom Eagleton forced off the ticket with McGovern that same year in 72 because he was in private seeking treatment for his depression, and here we have Boehner, who's clearly showing he's got some emotional difficulties in public, and there's no hue and cry, as we saw, that was directed against Tom Eagleton. But hold on, and we will be right back with our two guests right after this short break. This is Wayne Madsen from Washington. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. This is Wayne Matson with the Wayne Matson Report, the Sunday Roundup, and I'm joined tonight by two special guests, Andrew Craig, the director of the Justice Integrity Project, and a journalist, and John Edward Early, who heads up the McClendon Group at the National Press Club and is also a journalist. And we're talking about Washington, what really goes on in this town. And I don't think we really get the full measure of what happens in Washington from the corporate media. We might as well talk a little bit about how many of these so-called TV journalists we see don't even have a background in journalism. Many of them have come out of the political operative world. They're paid basically hacks for members of Congress, for in some cases governors, in some cases presidents. But why don't we talk a little bit about where journalism has gone? We talked about how we don't have those statesman politician anymore, but we don't have the journalists we used to.
Go ahead, Andy.
And we'll go to John.
Go ahead, Andy.
Well, first, I think you're very apt, Wayne, in what you say. When I worked in the newspaper business, where I was a full-time daily reporter for 14 years, it was considered a borderline disgrace to go into the public relations industry or become a flack for a politician. And once you left, you could never come back. We had an ethic about that. Around the mid-80s, I saw that the news organizations really liked to have these kind of celebrity former press secretaries starting to cover politics. And many of us old-timers thought, this is horrible. But they thought, well, you know, they've got a lot of contacts, and who really cares? And now the airwaves are filled with them, almost completely in a lot of ways. And the other thing is they bring in all these commentators, and, you know, they're reasonably attractive people, but, I mean, there's a huge number of young blondes, they're former prosecutors, supposedly. But a lot of them are political appointees, and they've moved on to become basically lobbyists and consultants. And one thing that they'll never do, Wayne, John, and you guys know this, they won't identify how these people actually make their money. So they'll bring them on. And we can get into names if you like, but
why not?
Well, you know, I mean, certainly back a few years ago, they used to have all these former prosecutors, Ann Coulter, Barbara Olson,
Joseph DeGeneva,
his wife, Victoria Tenzing, and the list was endless, and they'd come on and they'd be yakking away about things, and they had a former prosecutor. Well, they must know, but what they'd never do is say, how are you making your money now? And usually it was as a hit person for, you know, some interest or another. And I ran into Chris Matthews once at some kind of reception, and I asked him about that. I said, why don't you just, after you put former prosecutor down, say how they make their money now? And he looked at me with total contempt. And he said, you think you're pretty smart, don't you? And he turned his back and walked away. But, of course, you know, I had hit him where what they don't want to do.
Right. Well, hold on. We will be right back, and I want to get your thoughts, John, right after this short break. This is Wayne Mattson with the Sunday Roundup coming to you live from Washington.